And here is Ruth Amann, AMMANN, and title, The Child, Sand Play, September 12, 1992, tape 404.
Is that the compass?
No, that's an eye. Looks at you. This was the last picture, I think. And the snake goes back into the shell. The shell is closed. It's kind of complete regression, I think. Now I think I tell you what happened after this. He had finished school, and now he had to leave this working school and to learn something. And the idea came up to look for a farmer, that he could learn to be a farmer because of the nature. And this was obviously a very good idea. I had seen all this green in a positive way here, and I thought maybe nature would be a good mother for him. So they looked for a farmer, and he became an apprenticeship in a farm. And this worked very well because it was a lonely farm. The farmer had two small children. Simon was the only one in this farm. And he could handle tractors, power. He could do with cows. He could work. He could use his energies. And the farmer was a very strong master. And he had only one father there, so to speak. And he was there for 3 years. And this was a very, very good time. He was very stable. He did not steal. And he was healthy and good. Then he finished and he should go away and see for another place to work. And he came over to another farm. And there he was not the only one. And he lost the hand of his master. He lost it. And everything started. He started to steal big cars. He started to steal credit cards. He is now 22 years old. He did not go to the military service, of course. Somehow he came around it. And he has stolen until now, it's a sum of delicts of more than 450,000 franken. And now he sits in jail, of course. So I was very sad when I heard this, because I thought, it's now, as soon he lost the strong hand of his master, the grandiose sight was overwhelming him again. And he couldn't deal with it. Now the gold was important. I must have this. I can remember what he said. I want to become rich. And he was stealing credit cards, and he could show up. And it was amazing. Obviously, he could come into big hotels, and they wouldn't see anything. He would bring money with him. He had a stolen car. He would steal a credit card and so on until they got him in Nizza. You know, Nizza, the French Côte d'Azur. It's the very, very elegant place. That's a grandiose place, grandiose city. Now he is King Kong's became overwhelming. And now he's in jail. And what makes me feel very sad is that the leader of the home went to see him, and they talked together. And Simon said, you must know, when I come out, I start again. It is kind of, I don't hope it is so, but I feel a bit sad about it. And I think it is important to know that if the mother lacks, if it's a complete abandonment, nothing can be built up, really.
What about the mother when you went to that farm the first time? He had a strong paternal.
Yes.
What about the maternal?
I think he had the maternal side also in the fields and the cows and all this. But he needed also a father, of course, and that's what he had there. The tragic thing in this case was that in this home, homes can be as nice as possible, but they are never a good mother. That's not the same thing. It's not.
Was there any discussion to put him on psychiatric medication, or the psychiatrist?
No, he never wanted to give him anything. Mm-mm. No.
Was this strange? That series of crazy unique in your experience? The way you describe him, you sound almost like the classic antisocial personality.
Mm-hmm. You mean if it is, this is a unique case in my practice? In this way, yes. Yes. Looking at these archetypal pictures of a child. Yeah, it is. I had another one, a little Philippine boy. But it was not the same thing. Mm-mm. So, I think we should stop here. I hope you have learned something.
It's a wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.